What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the best damn little theater in Los Angeles, the Upright Citizens Brigade, Franklin Avenue location. Yeah, take that, Sunset location. Yeah, no, I like that place too. This is just my OG spot. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, and I'm not joking around because we did a lot of that yesterday. Now it's time to get serious, and I'm going to say, show me your name tags, fools! Okay, there's a few. That's all I needed to know. But thank you for bringing those. White Chris Mike? Okay. What's that envelope you have for? You have a special... Did you get that at the printer?
Oh,
you got more than one name tag? Please hold up both. The seat next to you is empty. So hold it up like, yeah, there you go. Pretend, oh yeah, or just give it to the guy next to you. Why don't you make a name tag, dude? Oh, he's won enough. I like that attitude. Okay, you can bring the lights back down. There's some amazing name tags. And four of you, as you see, are going to get chosen. Doug plugs this Saturday, April 6th. I've added it last minute. Hoping plenty of Bay Area people will show up. Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in San Francisco at 4:20. That's this Saturday, if that wasn't clear when I said April Zizix. April Zizix. It's going to be fun. Don't sleep on this one. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Zanies in Nashville on Saturday, April 13th at 4:20. And speaking of 4:20, April 20th is almost here. So I'm going to do a string of stand-up shows. April 14th, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama. April 15th, Huntsville. April 19th, Royal Oak, Michigan, and April 20th itself in Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur Theater, or as I like to call it, the Bill Burr Theater. For all my road dates and more info, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Time for a dugout. Dugout to NCAA basketball for their success in getting adult humans to care about boys playing a game. Also, fuck you, March Madness. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's a much better turnout than I expected because of the brackets. But... clearly, you're the people in Los Angeles who don't care about it and love movies and trivia. and my guest tonight. But in the prize bag, I just got this in the mail today, freshly out on DVD, our friend Adam McKay's movie Vice, plus a pack of Vice playing cards, which I will open up in a little bit, and you'll still get the cards, but I'm going to... Is it going to be less value if we open the pack? But you got to see what the cards are, which cards you got. You can't just sit around going, this might be valuable, and you don't even know what the fuck's in there. So we'll look in there. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got a hat that I just got. I was just recently crowned the Cannabis King of Comedy at the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards. Yeah. Because I am a king, and of both of those things, comedy, I mean, cannabis. Yeah, comedy, cannabis, and Las Vegas. I'm a king of going, I'm great at going to Las Vegas. And so one of the many companies that gives me stuff at these events, this is from Official Genius. Oh, gee. It's a hat that says Aim High, but the A is, you know, different fonts. It looks like you're walking around a hat that says, I'm high. And, I like to do things that are incredibly on the nose, but that just seems, up in the nose for me. And I'm a pot smoker, not a cocaine snorter. Here's a copy of a special collector's edition of High Times that I got. I was also recently named, I'm getting all these weed accolades. I was named in the top 100, not in the top 100. They just named 100 people that have something to do with weed. And I was one of them. I got this cool, it's like, I'm not going to take it out of the box, but it's like a small wooden case that you can put your all your weed items in. A sippy cup from a Broadway show. And, this is the most important thing of all. And it's so small, and it's at the bottom of the bag. Some rolling papers from Smoke Cartel. But most importantly, fresh from, they're out now at rockinpins.com. It's a $10 value. It's a Doug Benson pin. Yeah, my face talking into a microphone on this very stage is where that picture that the pin was based on was taken. And so that's going in the bag. And then also I should say this weekend in San Francisco, another reason to come out is because I'm going to bring some of those pins and sell them to you in person for the low, low price of $50. $50 a pin. But it's going to an amazing charity called Doug's Weed. All that's going to be won by somebody here tonight. Somebody that said, I'm not going to have March Madness. I'm going to go soak up some April gladness. Please give it up, everybody, for Dan Soder, Desmond Borges, Ken Jennings, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Little Logan, formerly Little Wolverine. Before that, not a thing. Hey, guys.
Man, am I jealous.
Welcome.
Of Sam's nickname.
This show.
Filled with rage walking on the stage.
All right.
Little Wolverine is such a fucking cool name.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the ma'am part, which is just doesn't even make sense.
As a Dan, I am insulted.
Yeah, Dan. Hey, well, I'll introduce you right fucking now. It's Damn the Ma'am Soder, everybody.
Finally, the crown is returned to the king. Becky Lynch is the man.
Star of Billions on Showtime.
Not star. That's the very
well,
nice way of saying
it. I don't have Showtime, so you're the star of Billions.
Bottom third of the call sheet.
You're replacing Emmy Rossum on Shameless. You're all over that network. You're all over that network I don't watch. But congratulations on that, on being out here in Los Angeles for whatever you're doing out here. Must be something.
Yeah, it's called being a warm weather city when it's really shitty in New York right now.
Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck? A Punxsutawney Phil can fucking fuck off.
That.
He said winter was going to end early this year.
Fucking liar.
He's a lion.
He's really dealing with a lot with climate change. You know right? things about how what he's going through with
yes,
climate change.
You got it. There should be footage of him pacing underground,
smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, very nervous.
Do I go out now? Do I go out now? What is it? I didn't hear him.
I don't know. I don't feel good about my prediction this year.
Fuck.
But thank you for being here tonight, and I'm gonna see you at you're gonna be running around at the Skank Fest.
Fucking A.
I haven't been to one yet.
Get ready for a lot of Juggalo energy. And I'm fans.
Wait,
of, I'm
wait
fans
did you just
people.
Say they're low energy?
Yeah, it's like low energy Juggalos. No, these are great. It's fucking fun. It's crazy. It's like hot, and you know, it's in Brooklyn, and it's a lot of black jeans. It's like a punk fest. It's really weird. It's interesting.
All right, I'm in. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to seeing what name tags they make.
Last year they gave away CBD as a sponsor, and everyone was falling asleep in the shows. And as a comic, real hard to watch someone fall asleep during your set. But then when like three other comics were like, yeah, dude, it's happening to everybody, I was like, oh, thank God. I thought I was bombing.
Some comics have soothing voices.
Yeah, like I was basically like a book on tape for some of these people. I'm like, man, is dating weird. And they're like,
yeah. Also joining us today on this end of the table, my end of the table, it's Desmond Borges, everybody. It's Gorgeous Borges in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
You're the worst. Wrapping up, it's the series finale tomorrow night on FFXXXXX.
Yeah, that's the sexy channel.
Yeah, the sexy F channel. Yeah. And man, dude, I don't know how you're feeling right now, but I'm sad the show's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sad over there. Yeah. She can't contain herself.
I mean, it's terrible. I'll probably cry tomorrow, you know?
Am I going to see it?
Me crying?
Yeah.
Sure.
FaceTime.
Can I watch the season finale at your place? No, we're actually going to an event tomorrow night. There's going to be a big event tomorrow night where we're going to watch it.
I bought those very LA sort of sunglasses to wear tomorrow night where I can wear them inside and not really look like an asshole because you can still see my eyes through them. But in case if I start crying, it'll at least be masked
by it.
Yeah.
I like the whole thing.
Plus,
now,
I just want
to mention it.
Plus, you know, PFT always comes through with like the dope thread, so I just got to challenge his ass one last time.
Oh, you're gonna dress up to try to beat Paul F. Tompkins in his own game?
Does he know you're coming for him?
No. I'm blindsiding him. Yeah.
Well, can I make a suggestion that he'll take your look over the top tomorrow?
Two ascots?
No. No, shave everything but the stash. Yeah, because you got a good thick stash there, but then you also got the rest of your face has hair on it.
Yeah.
But also, you're out here from New York. We usually have you on the show in New York.
I know.
So
thank
you for
you
know joining us at this weird table that we have.
I actually feel fucking legitimate up here. Usually, I'm just like three rows back on some stools. Behind some really funny ass people, so
yeah. Now you're just next to some people.
There's a real Model UN vibe.
Yeah, it's true. This does.
Are we doing debate club?
Yeah. This is all
I represent.
Return guests tonight. By the way, these are people that have been through this before, including our friend Ken Jennings. Everybody.
Hey, Doug.
Also, I'm a little off tonight because the show was, they were ready to start on time, which never happens anymore. So I'm like going over my notes, trying to adjust everything to make the show fit the right time frame. But we might go long. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But Ken Jennings is in town. You normally are living up in the Pacific Northwest.
Sometimes on the Seattle shows.
Yeah. That's you've like been on the show in Seattle a bunch of times.
Usually it's like 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah, so that's why you get the call 10 minutes before the show.
Hey, Ken, somebody cancel. Some other 74-time Jeopardy winner canceled.
Well, I'll tell you this, Ken, right now. I'll make you a pledge if you don't mind making pledges.
Yeah, no, I would love for
doesn't
you to
have
make
to be
a
blood oath or anything, but I will never have another Jeopardy champion on this show. You'll be the only Jeopardy champion to participate in Doug Loves Movies.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I mean, unless they lie on the application.
Have you ever had another Jeopardy champion on the show?
Not a champion. I probably had some asshole who's, you know, went on the celebrity edition and didn't do well. I might have had one of those.
What if you have one of the kids from the kids' challenges grows up and you don't realize it and they're on it?
I mean, you know, if I don't realize it, that's not a pledge broken.
Well, then that's not really that good of a pledge, Doug.
I kind of feel like you should be doing due diligence for every guest.
All right, I'll ask everybody from now on. Hey, one quick question.
Were you on the college and or child version of Jeopardy?
Can I see a child picture of you?
Yeah.
On my food podcast, I never even remember to ask if the guest is allergic to anything. Why would I remember to do the Jeopardy check?
Jeopardy check.
And, of course, it's Sam Levine, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Thank you. I'm opening up these Vice trading cards.
Oh.
Why weren't you in Vice?
Because I was on Jeopardy.
You've never been on Celebrity Jeopardy, have you?
I have not. My father was on regular Jeopardy back in the 90s.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. How'd he do?
He did not win. But in fairness, he was asked a ridiculously difficult Final Jeopardy question.
Can you share it with us word for word?
Well, the category was famous pairs. P-A-I-R-S.
Oh, God damn it.
I know.
Man. So many were popping to mind other spelling.
I already wrote down Bosk. If they would have shown, I would have had all my money on Bosk. Yep.
What is Bosk?
The question was, who were the first president and secretary of American Express?
What?
Yeah.
Sponsored by American Express.
Jeopardy used to be really fucking hard in the 90s sometimes, guys.
Was he like having sex with his secretary?
Probably.
I have no idea.
Wow.
I'm as dumb as Sam's dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a pretty dumb doctor, let me tell you.
What kind of doctor?
He's a dentist.
I bet that's what surgeons call dentists. Dumb doctors. Get out of here, you mouth doctor.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody here wants the answer as badly as I do. Like, it's bugging me.
Now, here's the thing. You and I have had this conversation before, and I'm going to tell you the answer a second time now, and I guarantee you, I'm going to tell you again, and just like you did the last time, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. The answer is Wells and Fargo.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense!
There it is! Yeah.
Wells and Fargo?
Wells and Fargo were the first...
We went through this before on the show?
Not on the show. Okay. Ken and I did it backstage in Seattle.
All right, good.
Ken's
a very
bit,
different man backstage.
That's true. You are not going to hang out with the same Ken up here as I just did back there.
You're lucky to get the same Ken two times in a row. But he did it many times in a row on Jeopardy. How many times did you win?
74.
Shit.
Are we playing games already?
Okay, so since you know all... you answered his
answer
question. Let me ask him a question about you.
Sure. Yeah.
What was your favorite line you said in Not Another Teen Movie?
Did I have a line?
Did I have a line? Good.
You had quite
good
a few,
response.
Yes.
Yeah, quite a few, he says.
Yeah. I didn't get cut out of that one.
I believe I was on Freaks and Geeks.
That's right.
After that, I would like no follow-up questions about my Ubra.
It's tough to sit in between this. It's palpable.
That's all right, Ken. I'll have FedEx bring you some of the answers. That's a deep burn, ladies and gentlemen. That is a deep burn. Because that's the answer he didn't get right that cost him the 75th episode.
Oh, man. This early? Oh, this fresh fun. In the game? You're going that deep?
Well, you know, I mean...
Do you like when your show wasn't a Jeopardy-related roast? Do you remember that time?
I don't think you could ever go back.
This is the new format.
Tell them what they've won. Okay. Oh, I wanted to tell you about my Vice trading cards.
Please.
Yeah, I got Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Maury Cheney, Lynn Cheney, Liz Cheney, 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 Cheney.
Bang, bang.
George W., Donald Rumsfeld, and David Addington. But here's the funny part about these cards. These are probably the only cards. There's probably no other Vice cards. You can get them all in one pack. But all of them in the corner say, Republicans. Like the team that they're on. And then there's no interesting Democratic players in the movie Vice. It's not even worth bothering to mention that there were any Democrats at the time. But there it is. Somebody's going to win that. And what'd you guys bring? Sam, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
All right, I brought some handful of things, starting with this lovely bag that says, I don't know what the hell it says.
Price says, you brought a bag full of things.
Yeah, so this first thing is, it's a Lakers towel, but wait. Uh-huh. But wait.
Oh, it lights up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's
perfect
right.
For jerking off.
That's right.
What a light up cum rag?
Yeah. Yep. Put a little excitement in there, yeah. Like a little some risk, you
this
know,
is,
put some risk in here.
Yeah, this
lock
is a,
the door, let it happen.
This is a cum rag that is dry clean only.
Yeah. You have to be very specific about
very
that.
Very specific when you bring it in to be clean.
This is soaked in cum, dry clean this please.
Only.
Yeah. For reasons I cannot.
The lights are still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, sir, can you please turn off the lights?
A couple of DVDs I know everyone in this room is clamoring for. The Crown Season 2 on DVD. If you're too cheap to get Netflix, but you still have a DVD player, you're welcome. And then the last thing is I've been working for the DC Universe streaming service the last year and a half, or year almost. And one of their new shows they have, yeah, thank you very much. One of the new shows they have is Doom Patrol. Does anyone know Doom Patrol? So this is a very fun poster they gave some of us to give it away. It's numbered. This is 1473 of 1500. So you're welcome.
Almost the worst one.
Yeah. Getting pretty high on that list.
Who's pretty high?
You, Doug. Always.
Thanks.
You.
Thank you.
Anyway, so that's what I brought.
Oh, okay, great. What do you got for us, Dan?
Man, I feel bad. He had a cornucopia of great gifts.
It always, you know.
I mean, a light up cum rag. You can't.
Everybody.
You're leading with your fastball.
Once in a lifetime.
Everybody interprets brings something for the prize bag differently.
Yeah.
And some people really want to, you know, win over this audience. So what did you bring?
I want to let you know that there is a Hudson News in JFK. Pretty good book selection. Including Prince, The Last Interview. I know you're asking, what a cool book. Why would you give it away? I was going to read it, and then I forgot you were supposed to bring a gift on this show. So you get the book I was going to read, fucko!
What limited edition number is that book?
It's 225,000. I don't know. I'm going to buy another one when I land on Friday.
There's a lot of empty space in these pages.
It's double space.
It's a quick read. It's what we call a quick read.
It's his last interview?
I think so. I hope so.
His last interview and other conversations.
That's gonna get
so, like, you know, this text, like, you know, I'm going to the store, and he writes back, all right.
It's just him shitting on his Uber driver. You're not outside. You said you were outside.
He doesn't die at the end, does he?
Oh, at the beginning.
Like, is he like
it's
still...
like Memento. Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's good. I hope
sure
no one's
is.
Mad that
do you want to sign it?
No. The estate of Prince does not want me to sign that book.
Well, maybe... sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, isn't the foreword by Apollonia?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, the foreword's actually... Is it?
Morris Day. It's Morris Day. It's Morris Day.
It's by Hanif Abdurraghib.
Yeah, that's why I let Doug read that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless.
I'm going to do some editing on this episode for sure. Because I do not want to insult Hanif. but maybe you'll sign Ken's book. What did you bring, Ken?
I did bring a copy of my latest book, Planet Funny, How Comedy Took Over Our Culture. It's going to be a very rare one signed by Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Classic. If you enjoy comedy, Doug Loves Movies appears in the book.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Briefly.
There's a couple pages about Doug Loves Movies. Ken, the writer, is fixated on the donut throwing.
There's a lot of donut throwing when you come to Seattle. I've noticed less here. Like zero.
We don't do
here.
It at all here anymore. I don't think anybody ever brings donuts, but
You guys are bigger slackers than Seattle.
I brought donuts my first time.
But it's more fun in the big venues where you can really, you know, throw a donut a long distance. Like here, it's just sort of like, you know, it's sad when...
Easy pickings.
When people don't put their hands up and they get hit at close range. What do you else you got, Ken?
Copy of holiday classic The Polar Express on Blu-ray.
Oh, it's the worst.
So terrifying.
What?
Listen, Hanks put his ass on the line.
That movie.
Christmas.
That movie answers the question: is there something worse than Steven Tyler? And that's Steven Tyler as an elf. Oh. Yeah. It's, and by worse, I meant more scary.
It's my favorite Steven Tyler Peter Scolari movie. And weirdly, a very good bottle of 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey.
What?
That a TV network left in my trailer today because they didn't look at my Wikipedia to see if I drank scotch. And I don't. So their loss is your gain.
Now, you said because you don't drink scotch, are there other alcohols you drink?
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Whoa. No. Yeah, hell yeah. That's some single wide behavior.
Yeah. No drinking for you.
I'm not a drinker.
Right.
I like a dude that drinks like he's being monitored all the time. It's fucking rubbing alcohol.
They'll never suspect.
Are there like cups backstage? Are there some cups we could get our hands on?
I'm glad. I actually forgot my gift of beluga caviar.
No, because I was going to say, those of us that drink should have some of that right now.
A half full
bottle.
If it's
really good, yeah. And it doesn't seem like that big of a bottle, right?
No, this is really nice.
We'll see if some cups come flying in miraculously.
I was curious enough to Google it to see what it would cost. And it's like a $50 bottle of scotch. Yeah. I don't know anything about scotch. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, McAllen's right. That's a $750.
McAllen's a known one. Yeah, I hear about that. I've heard of it.
Just staring at a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. Let's just look at it for a while, you guys.
What do you guys think?
That amber color. Oh, so man. Nice.
All right, let's start the bidding. How much do you think that retails for, Sam?
You can get that at BevMo for probably about $48.
48?
Yeah.
I'll see your 48. I'm going to undercut you. I'm going to go 47. I'm going to price is right you.
Wow.
Wait, you're doing it in the wrong direction.
Damn
though.
Yeah, you did.
$1.
This is why potheads don't succeed on Price is Right. The whole format's against us.
That yodeling guy's climbing a mountain? You would never climb a mountain.
Why would I climb a mountain? Plinko? This should go up, not down.
What's happening? Oh, Desmond, what'd you bring? What'd you bring, DB?
Yo, man, all right, DB to DB here. I got something. I'm titling it The Three Phases of Paul Rudd. First original album. This shit's like 20th anniversary edition too, yo, so.
The soundtrack of Clueless.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Featuring and Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Does Paul Rudd have a track on here?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't think he does.
Hell yeah.
I remember Supergrass. I don't remember Paul Rudd being on here. Cracker? You guys want a B-side Cracker song?
Do they have snippets of dialogue on the album?
Nah, man. Just a whole lot of Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Which I think saw that guy last night.
I believe one of the Boss Tones might be here tonight.
Dickie Barrett is another DB that I'm friends with. I'm only close to people that are initials DB. What else you got?
Anchorman DVD.
There it is. Paul Rudd was in that.
I feel like that's phase two for Paul, right? You know, I mean, started with Clueless, then, you know, little Brian Fontana. And then we end up with...
Use your mic. No, I mean talking to it.
Sorry about that. The Ant-Man graphic novel.
Oh.
Yeah. Man.
So. This is very thoughtful. Was there one place you were able to buy all three of these things?
It was Paul Rudd's house.
Yeah, I just broke into Paul Rudd's house.
Got in there, Paul Rudd's like, anybody know where my Clueless vinyl is?
I wanted to listen to Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. It's gone.
I was in the mood for some Luscious Jackson.
Oh, wow.
I got an answer for us on the whiskey.
There. Oh, 4801.
You son of a bitch, that's not how it works.
Oh, well, I'm definitely 4802.
Yeah. Ken, you want to jump in there?
Actual retail price of the scotch? I don't know. I'll go over 50. 52.
Ken Jennings is our winner. Total Wine and More has it for $59.99.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ken Jennings is coming in here smashing people.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeopardy that champion.
Ever lose.
Love it.
Price is Right.
Guy's like, it's a trivia. Wow. I just fucking swat shit.
Everybody stop joking. I was asked a trivia question. Very important business.
There's like a siren.
All right. Well, you're going to get asked some more trivia in a moment, but before we do that, I want to know what everybody has been seeing. What was the last movie you saw, Sam?
I saw Shazam!
Just because it's so close to your own name, or?
No, because I was down doing some events at WonderCon.
You just asked some. You just add some as in there, and you got Shazam.
Throw an H and a Z.
Sam Zam.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new nickname.
Yep. Is
it good as they saying it is?
It is legitimately good.
People are loving it.
It is a very fun movie.
People are a bunch of liars.
They're not. Believe me, I am a very hard critic in this department, and I really like that
movie. No, I do believe that people are enjoying it a great deal, yeah. And I hope to join them in their enjoyment. Because I've found that with all the superhero movies, I don't necessarily run with the pack.
Right.
Like the ones that people love, I'm like, that was all right. And the ones they don't, I'm like, that was my favorite.
You're a real bad boy.
That's why Hulk with Eric Bana is my favorite.
Oh, trying to give people aneurysms.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding around. I'm joking around.
You go, I'll say it. Superman Returns was good. Challenge me.
Wow, Superman Returns, that was like, that had that weird effect that the shot-for-shot Psycho had, where it's like, why am I watching the same thing but with different actors, and every change they make story-wise is dumb?
Why is he just watching people? They made Superman a fucking creep.
But at least it has Kevin Spacey, that'll age well.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, he did play Lex Luthor, so I mean, he, you know, villain, and then he got more of a villain, so actually, hindsight, 2020.
Oh, so you think all the movies where he played a bad person will hold up?
The casting director, every movie where he plays a villain, the casting director's like, I knew it. Yep. I fucking, there's a lot of casting directors just patting themselves on the back. I fucking said it. I knew it.
You wanted Christopher Plummer, and I was like, no, here we stay with Spacey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Plummer almost got the role originally, right?
Is that true?
I don't know.
I think they were close to putting Plummer in, but they wanted Spacey because it was a bigger name.
Oh.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw, Dan?
I'm in a real... watching a lot of Cartel stuff. Real uplifting. Watch Sicario 2.
Day of the Soledad.
Yeah. Man, Benicio Del Toro. Awesome. Real high. Rented it on PlayStation Store.
Oh, I thought you were saying Benicio.
I mean, probably. He looks sleepy or high all the time. Yeah, he always looks like he's just coming back from the dentist after major surgery. Benicio, you're right.
I'm the collector.
Yeah, that's a real rough bullet to the head whole thing, you know? Gets shot in the head. But he lives. You want to see Sicario 2 now, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds sick. Sicario. What was the last movie you saw, Ken?
I liked it.
I saw Us last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that fun for you? Do you enjoy the scary films?
I enjoyed it very much.
That's cool.
I like Get Out. And I feel like the knock against Get Out was, it's just a Twilight Zone episode. This thing's getting praised a little too much. And that's why I like how Us is just crazy. Like nobody could ever say, it's just like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, because Twilight Zone episodes aren't full of Easter eggs. Except for that one where Santa woke up on Easter Sunday.
What a twist.
That was the twist.
Did they really do that episode?
Just started going down.
That sounds terrific.
He wakes up on Easter Sunday, he goes down the mall, he goes, what's that rabbit doing with those kids?
A turf war? Turf war?
Who took my gig?
It's a very unusual episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell I'm watching too much Sicario that I've watched them both in the week because I'm like, yeah, he's moving on your territory. Gotta put some bodies in the streets. Let this Easter Bunny know you're not fucking around.
I haven't seen the second Sicario because it doesn't have enough blunt in it.
Wow. Yeah, she's not in it at all. Dude.
Right? That's you got way Josh Brolin, too little blunt.
Josh Brolin and flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos and flip-flops.
What does Thanos wear? What kind of footwear does he have?
Loose, casual. He's got some Crocs in his
way. Yeah,
he
does. Yeah.
Sam's right. He wears Crocs.
He wears Crocs.
You could put the gems in the Crocs.
Do you know what kind of
in the
little hole. What kind of evolution of a character that is?
He snapped his fingers and half of the world's shoes went out of style. what do you got, Ken? Did you already answer? Desmond.
Still us.
Let's go to Desmond.
I went to go see Us with Ken. I did see Us. You saw it as well. I saw it last night, actually, yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I dare anybody in here to tell me what the fuck was it about. Like, it was beautiful and it was gorgeous.
It's about Us.
So Shamilia fought in Vietnam, and his wife is Mandy Moore. And Sterling.
When you get to the fire, I'm gonna lose it.
And he dies. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's overrated. It's fine.
What if they did a crossover?
I don't like it. I don't like shows where TV characters are there. It's a character in the show, but they're dead already, but they're still in the show.
It's cry porn.
Like when Jimmy Smits died on NYPD Blue, but then he kept showing up as a ghost. Like that?
That was in his contract, though.
That's why he died? Because he was a ghost?
No.
He was a ghost all along?
Yes.
He kept showing up as a ghost to be like, you might as well be dead.
Yeah.
If you're being all ghost-like all the time. All right, well, I think we got a lot of great recommendations for movies out of that round. I think Us is fascinating to read about now. There's never been a horror movie with so many like little things in it that are, you know, intricate and Easter eggy. So I'm sucked in.
My birthday's on Easter this year.
What's that?
Nothing. Somebody farted and fucked up my joke.
That was a fart. That person needs to win awards.
That was
the most musically perfect fart. I think it was a door, frankly.
Yeah, because if not...
It might have been a heavy sigh.
Yeah. That is a magic asshole.
Was it the Mighty Mighty Boston?
Oh, that was him. It was him.
Yeah.
Dickie Barrett can fart a perfect A sharp.
Oh, Dumbo's here. Come on in, you little cutie. How come nobody said Dumbo? Has anybody seen Dumbo?
No.
I saw Dumbo.
You did?
It's insane. Like, Michael Buffer comes out on two occasions to say,
what?
To say, let's get ready to Dumbo.
No.
And he's dressed as an old-timey ringmaster, and then he reads the lyrics from the racist... reads the lyrics from the racist crow song in his Michael Buffer voice.
In boxing announcer cadence.
You've seen a horse fly. You've seen a dragon fly. And he's dressed as an old-timey ringmaster. And it happens twice. It's insane. You've
never seen an elephant fly. Wow.
Flying out of the red corner.
Why hasn't that been brought up?
Airport Dumbo. That is wow. I'm going to see it just on that knowledge of that Michael Buffer got fucking paid. That guy doesn't show up for less than $50,000 in a white tuxedo.
That's right.
The Colin Farrell like character is he's not in the Dumbo original at all, right?
No, it's like 20 minutes of the original movie, but then what if there was two more hours about Colin Farrell as a World War I veteran and his daughter who wants to be a scientist, and then what if Michael Keaton was playing some crazy Bond villain who wants to start a Coney Island theme park? It is bizarre.
All this next season on Billions.
Yeah. It's a money grab.
If you guys watch that show, you know that is really not that far-fetched.
Yeah. Dude, if Axe got in the elephant game.
And they're like, let's remove the talking mouse because that's silly.
No talking mouse.
We
can't have racist crows anymore. What's the closest replacement for that? Oh, Michael Buffer.
Well, that's not fair to Mikey.
Your old buddy.
This is the part where I say, let the games begin!
That's right. Turn it off, Bert, because we're going to pick some name tags, and then we're going to play some games. We've got White Christmas Mike, all right? White Chris Mike. And
White Power Mike.
Yeah, he's even got a folder that he puts it into, and he's not holding it up. Lots of great options, you guys. Just go out and grab one and bring it back to your seat. While you do that, we'll do this brief commercial message.
Hey, no ads this episode, so I'd like to remind you to listen to Dining with D&K on iTunes, watch Getting Dug with High on YouTube, and come see me in many locations doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies, including this Saturday, Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in San Francisco at 4:20. And then looking forward to June 9th, I'm doing DLM at the DC Improv. Those are two of my favorite venues, but there's a lot of shows in between. So go to, you know where, DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, good call. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back, and Dan Soder's a little upset that he saw last minute some Cadbury eggs.
Which I can finance on my own.
Yeah, you could get your own eggs.
I'll go to CVS.
Yeah, they're out there. So okay. What did you end up with there then?
I got the Wessler, because it's WrestleMania week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Macho Man making a comeback?
He's dead. He's dead, dude.
Oh yeah, like Jimmy Smits.
How about Ultimate Warrior?
Always been a ghost, yeah. Now I'm back.
Oh, here.
Honey,
never alive.
Flipping tables, making doors shut, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Dude, he would be the most dead giveaway ghost of all time. Ooh, Macho Man, I hear you haunting the house. Ooh, yeah, die too fast. Yeah. Wasn't allowed to cross over. Didn't walk into the light. Yeah. Put it up right here on a bottle of whiskey.
All right, Sam, do 10 minutes on your name tag.
Not a problem. This is Jim Cotta.
Oh, I saw that on the Twitter. That's a good one.
Jim Cotta.
Yeah, we're going at it.
Because I'm guessing...
Kicking and jumping.
Jim?
Yeah.
Great. I'm guessing...
No, my name is Cotta.
It would have been really fucked up. He's like, I prefer James. So James Cotta obviously picked up on some of your subtle and not so subtle hints that both Mr. Jennings and I would be on the program tonight, mm-hmm. And so we are both featured along with you.
That's a late-breaking development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well done. I'm glad you had the afternoon free. I didn't mean that.
It didn't take an afternoon. Oh. Ken, who are you?
I have an even more hastily photoshopped poster for the green Kyle.
Oh, Kyle looks like he's going to puke.
He is extremely green.
He's very green.
It goes with my Polar Express theme of amazing Tom Hanks movies.
Oh, that's right. I gotta take these. Still no cups for that booze. What do you got, Desmond?
A bit of Photoshop over here, too, for Case Jam.
Casey.
Starring Casey Jones and, of course, Doug Benson.
Yeah, and this happened recently, and I always love to point it out. Got it. Finally, a manila folder back in action. Because they just don't get enough work these days.
And, they really did. You never think about it.
You just don't get to say manila folder that often anymore.
They're gone.
At least not in our game, we don't, right? Comedians and Jeopardy champions.
I add manila folders to actors. My Gmail account all the time.
Yeah? Yeah. What old school manila folders. Let's bring those back.
I click.
Let's prop up the industry.
Peachy folders. Remember Peachy? All right. Quick ad break, you guys. I know we just did one, but here's another one. Watch Tommy Boy with me this Sunday, April 7th at 5 o'clock Pacific. Go to See Ya Live. That's CYALive.com or download the See Ya Live app for tickets. Yeah. It's at the same time as WrestleMania, though, I think. So that. Yeah.
Will the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage?
That's Ric Flair. He is alive and well.
Oh. All right.
Greatest of all time.
Is Ric Flair going to appear, you think?
Nah.
At Tommy Boy?
How many years ago? At Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
This is going to be me watching Tommy Boy and people watch me watch it.
It's pretty fun.
I'll talk to him.
If he comes
I'll talk
over.
To the people.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what do you think of Chris Farley? I'll be like, I'm watching Tommy Boy, aren't I? Big fan. All right. So that's who you guys are playing for. They all have a chance to win. We don't care about their name tags anymore because we don't say shitheads at the end. We have a new positive, we have a very, very positive energy pro message at the end. I mean, I say positive energy. Let's start with Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. One of my favorite games to play. I wish I could participate, but I have to host. The IMDb page, you know it, right, Desmond?
No, what is
IMDb,
that?
You know what that is?
Mm-mm. You are Doug Benson.
You are DB.
I don't know IMDb? I knew you were DB.
IMDb.
I'd be DB.
They list four projects that are like your top, you know, best known for, they claim, but the algorithm is strange, and they put some weird titles in there for some people. In mine, my top four is a documentary about comedy in Portland.
Ooh.
Didn't even know I was in it. And it's what I'm best known for. So keeping that in mind, it is a tricky game, but I'm going to start naming somebody's top four from their IMDb page, an actor or actress. Just buzz in with your own name when you think you know who it is. And be careful, though, because if you buzz in early and guess the wrong name, that's a -1 point for that. But if you succeed guessing correctly, you get to guess what other movies are in their top four for bonus points. Yeah, it's a lot to take in, but I think you guys can handle it.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
I'm not ready. Can I... Just, all right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I was really going to try to talk you through it, but you snap too. And a theme will emerge in these answers as Sam nods knowingly. Who's best known for, and you guys know this, but no audience guesses. Who's best known for the Blues Brothers? So, you know, there's a lot of people in that movie. This could be Carrie Fisher. This could be James Brown. Could be Kathleen Freeman, who plays the nun. So I'll give you another title. Blues Brothers 2000. Narrows it down a little bit, Sam. Come on, quit shaking your head.
Yeah, it's true, not everyone was alive.
All right. This next one's gonna...
Desmond... Dan Aykroyd.
Desmond's going in early and he's saying Dan Aykroyd, and that's correct!
Son, one of the Blues Brothers. Son of a bitch.
That was close. I was going to name one more, but I didn't get to it yet. So you get to guess two more Dan Aykroyd movies.
Ghostbusters.
And?
Ghostbusters 2.
Those are both correct.
Yeah! Weird that Blues Brothers 2000 sneaks up in those four.
Yeah. And you're really going to, you could have a chance to really run away with this, Des, because I am going to give you now one bonus point if you could spell Aykroyd. Don't even have to do it. You just have to tell me if you can.
I can. A-K-R-Y-O-D.
Oh.
Is there a C in there?
So wrong.
That's not even...
Raise your hand on the panel if you think you could do it. I Ken's do in. That. What is it, Ken?
A-Y-K-R-O-Y-D.
Very good. Very good. You don't get a point for it. I just wanted somebody to...
Well, then why am I wasting my time?
I got to tire you out. I got to rope-a-dope you, Jennings.
Mouse spell!
You're coming in here with Foreman-like power.
All right, DB's got 3 points already on the board.
This How is, many we're playing
this
to?
This is exciting. We're playing four rounds, and but I do have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Ready to go. Okay. All right, round two. Answer to the first one was Dan Aykroyd, of course. Round two starts with the motion picture First Blood.
What?
The second title is Silverado.
Dance Odor. Brian Dennehy.
That is correct.
Yes. I just want to thank Brian Dennehy for being such a great actor and having so much range to play Sheriff. Also play Sheriff. I think he's a Sheriff in both Silverado and in First Blood.
You get 2 more guesses.
Fuck, on the Dennehy?
And we all know how to spell Dennehy, so don't hold out for that.
Fuck. Dennehy's, I mean, the work.
Where to begin?
Fuck. Blues Brothers 2000?
I can't believe you got him so quickly off of those two movies.
I really only know him from First Blood.
Isn't it weird that David Caruso's in First Blood?
Yeah, he's the one that when Stallone takes off his shirt and you see all the scars, he goes, Jesus. It's really his only line.
He takes off his sunglasses and says, yeah. Jesus.
That guy's been through a lot. fuck, I don't know. Jesus. I give up.
Can I guess for no points?
Yes.
Tommy Boy.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And FX.
Oh, man.
Nope.
I'm good at the first part of this game.
They went with Cocoon and Ratatouille.
Bullshit, IMDb.
He's in Ratatouille? I'll
tell you this, Tommy Boy, I was like, I felt stupid, but now that you didn't get it, I feel better.
There you go. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you, Sam.
Yep.
All right, round three. Desmond's got 3. Dan has 1. And Ken and Sam, arguably the ones we expected to win, are not.
It's just an honor to be on the show, Doug.
The first title is Ghosts Can't Do It.
Of course.
Yeah, there's a movie called that. Ghosts Can't Do It. And here's the strange part. You know what it is? It's laundry is the thing they can't do. Because you can't, you take the sheet off, then you're just naked ghost.
Keep mixing, yeah. Mixing the whites and the colors. Macho Man doing laundry.
Okay.
I'm getting pink socks.
All right, here we go. The second title is Bolero.
What?
Bolero.
You sound made up.
Sam.
Ken.
Sam.
Joking, I was.
Oh.
Mike wasn't even near my mouth.
I'm gonna say Bo Derek.
What do you want to say your name first?
I did.
You
said
did?
You were laughing at the hilarious ventriloquist.
Ken buzzed in. Okay. And what's your answer?
I said Bo Derek.
That is correct.
All right.
I should have.
Okay, now name 2 other movies
that have Bo Derek.
That have Bo Derek.
10?
Mm-hmm.
And 11. No, hold on. Tarzan. Some Tarzan movie that she was in.
We need the full title.
Tarzan and the Lost Village of a White Lady with Cornrows. So
I wouldn't even give it to you if some of those words were right.
What's that movie called?
I'll tell you. But first of all, I want to disappoint you further. 10 didn't make the list.
What?
I bet Tommy Boy did.
It sure did. Tommy Boy, and then Tarzan the Ape Man was the name of that one. Yeah.
Classic.
Exactly. So I really thought you were going to tie it up there for a second, but.
That movie was definitely greenlit on cocaine. I got Bo Derek. I got the Ape Man suit. We'll just do it as a Tarzan.
All right, here we go.
Sam.
Whoa.
Damn. Is this real?
Yeah.
He went all in.
Wow. He could take this whole thing down if he does this right.
The only chance I have.
He's going for it, you guys.
Badass.
What do you got, Sam?
Chris Farley.
That is correct. Now, if you can name three or more movies that are in his top four, you are the winner of this game.
Tommy Boy. Beverly Hills Ninja. Yeah. Black Sheep. Wayne's World.
What a fuck up.
God damn it.
I know where you screwed up.
Is it
up.
Wayne's World 2?
No.
No, it's Tommy Boy. Beverly Hills Ninja. Black Sheep.
I want to guess the fourth one.
Say it with me.
Lost
Coneheads.
Oh.
I did tie it.
Yeah, you. No, you won.
What?
You straight up won because you got 1 point for guessing the
name. All right. Oh, son
three
of a bitch.
He doesn't even know when to do a mic drop.
Doesn't matter. He just fucking did
crazy.
A magic trick.
Yeah, I got hustled. That's what I feel.
A little bit.
That was crazy.
A little bit.
And then I remembered that there was a theme to all this, and I was like, oh, that's how I put it together.
Yeah.
I really was for a moment like scared, and then I was like, oh, son of a bitch, there's a theme.
Hey, did I mention that you can watch Tommy Boy with me this Sunday, April 7th at 5 o'clock Pacific? See ya live.
Boom.
Sam, do you want to try to really go for it and tell me the top four for Mr. David Spade?
Ooh, it's going to be Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, and Son of a Bitch. What was that one he did with?
Oh, yeah, that one.
No, the one with the girl where he steals the dog.
Oh, yeah. Is this your dog?
Yeah.
Or no, I took your dog.
Oh, I'm going to say.
Dog Thief.
Just Shoot Me.
Oh, they throw a TV one in sometimes.
Yeah, they throw a TV one.
Yeah,
and, Billions is in Dan's top four.
There you go.
Yeah,
and,
can't all be movies.
So is Guy Code.
Yeah, and just for shits and giggles, I'll say Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Nope. Two out of four.
They went Joe Dirt number one.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, then Tommy Boy, then the Bench Warmers.
Ah.
And they also threw in the Emperor's New Groove.
Lost and Found. That's the name of the dog movie.
Yes. Yeah. That was a cute dog in that movie.
Brian Dennehy's in Ratatouille? I can't get past this. For me, the game ended at that second.
You scrambled him with Dennehy knowledge.
Yeah, I don't... what character does he play? Is he like...
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
As himself.
Yeah,
as himself in Ratatouille. He's one of the patrons in the restaurants.
Hey, I love
How could you serve me this shit? I'm Brian Dennehy.
Whoa, a mouse made this? I'm Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, he says it in every scene he's in. He announces that he is Brian Dennehy.
This is a true story. I beat Brian Dennehy's daughter...
Okay, there's no reason.
Yes! Fuck you! Like, that's not cool. Like, we're talking about Brian Dennehy out of nowhere, and Ken Jennings fucking just beat the shit out of him.
Honestly, was she asking for it, Ken?
I love that you wrecked a famous person's kid in Jeopardy. Sweet attributions.
Like, if you're going to beat somebody at Jeopardy, a celebrity kid is really one of the least likable people you could start with.
Bring your nepotism into the dome of Jeopardy.
Where's your rowing scholarship now, Brian Dennehy's daughter?
Yes. Yes. Was that Alex's chat with that contestant? So I hear...
That's
I hear your old man's a real piece of work.
Your dad was in Ratatouille. What was that like?
How red is your dad's face right now? Probably.
Man, right, I'm going to tell so many people that I know that. I'm like, you know, You know, Ken Jennings fucked up Brandon. He started in Jeopardy.
Don't start. Don't just say. You have to say at Jeopardy real loudly. You can't just be like.
Yeah, you can't swallow it after fucked her up.
You know that Ken Jennings put hands on Brian Dennehy's daughter? The man's a monster. I sat feet from him. I felt the anger radiating off him. Brian Dennehy has a right. He has a right to have a gripe with Ken Jennings.
He had her so flustered she couldn't work her button.
At Jeopardy.
Yes.
That's how I'll say
it. You got to always throw in at Jeopardy after you say it. Yeah. All right. Let's play Last Man Stanton to pick a winner.
I'm sorry, James Cotta. I thought I had it for you.
No, that was just game number one. Mm-hmm. All you did there, Sam, was show us how smart you are.
No, all I did was put myself in the worst position. I defer.
I don't know if it's the worst position. Like, if it's a movie actor or actress that only has two or three films, you're in good shape.
Can what we if it's do Bo John Derek? Cazale?
He's got the five films, so
if I start, it would
come
I win
back
by
around
default.
To you.
Yeah.
What do? We do The Deer Hunter, Godfather 1, Godfather 2.
Dog Day Afternoon, The Conversation.
And we're done.
Yep,
yeah,
we're out.
That is the greatest career of all time.
All five.
Some people will say James Dean with
one.
The three and out, but those movies were fucking boring. John Cazale.
Yeah.
John Cazale is in five solid-ass movies.
All of those movies were either nominated for or won Best Picture.
A couple of them have about an hour too much.
Well.
Man.
Deer Hunter's a little long, but what are you going to do?
His agent had to ride that out. He's like, I got him in all five. And he's like, what have you done since? He's like, shut up.
He's unavailable.
He's going to do a fantasy island in the spring.
Where's Mighty Boog Niche? Where are you at? Oh, there you are. He is going to suggest the name of an actor or actress, and then we're going to take turns naming movies that person has been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. Sam gets to go first. Then we'll go to, which he thinks is a massive disadvantage, but you could take a title that really fuck all of us up.
Say John Cazale. Or Sam Levine.
Have we ever done the films of Sam Levine with you on the panel?
We have not.
That would be an interesting wrinkle.
Yes, it would.
Be a weird thing to give the guy that's probably, you know, most likely to win even more of an advantage.
What if someone beat you with that, though?
It is entirely possible. Like Doug in documentaries, I've been in things that are a surprise to me when they come out.
That's what he said.
It's true.
All right, so Boog Niche.
It's WrestleMania week. So I'll
oh, it's WrestleMania week, so he's saying The Rock. Oh, my goodness.
Finally! The Rock
has come back. This is gonna be an interesting one.
I knew I loved you when I saw you in a Shinsuke Nakamura shirt. King of Strong style.
All right, Sam. And you know what? No lifelines.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a show to... Wait, Dumbo's back. All right. My lips are tingling.
Skyscraper.
Nice.
What a good one. The Rundown.
Okay, wait for me to write this shit down. Okay, Ken.
Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, man.
What scares me about Ken is his precise...
Punctuation?
Yeah, like you stuck a landing like a fucking Russian gymnast in the late 80s. We're like, there's some fucking desire in that landing. I'm fucked.
I've seen Doug be very meticulous about subtitles. In
oh,
this
yeah,
game.
You got to get it right. I mean, you don't have to say colon out loud.
I thought that's how you said the name of that movie. Are you guys making fun of me? That's not how you say it?
I'm telling you, it's the precise nature that upsets me.
Yeah. I would say it that way if I was buying a ticket at the box office. It's fun to throw that in there. I don't think there's a lot of colons in The Rock's work. Desmond?
Moana.
Oh.
Yo, man, I got a 3-year-old.
All right, so that's probably going to be your only answer.
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh.
Except for that one. Oh.
Well, are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing.
Okay.
I'm playing. I am playing.
I don't know who that was, but... Oh.
I'm so excited to get to say this. I just saw this movie, and I liked it a lot, and it's about wrestling, and it's called Fighting With My Family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember what that was called.
Yeah.
Story.
Family the Rock has a cameo where he can be really mean. But he's, you know, it's tough love. He's trying to help these kids. Help these kids to grow up to be very scared adults. Mm-hmm. Sam?
San Andreas.
Okay.
Walking Tall. Directed by the guys who created Billions.
Oh, David Levine and Brian Koppelman, yeah.
Is his name in that movie Buford Pusser?
I think it's called Buford.
Name in the original. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But they don't give him like a more. Yeah, they don't give him like a Samoan version of Buford Pusser, whatever that would be.
Yeah.
What would that be? Buford.
Buford Moana?
Yeah. Buford Hakalali. Yeah, there.
All right, Ken.
The Tooth Fairy? Is that what that
means?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It is really not.
It's a great one. You want to see Range? Rock and a tutu.
Shit. It's getting tricky, eh, Dez?
Yeah, was he just in or like regular ass Jumanji without a colon?
What?
Isn't that what you said? Jumanji, colon.
No, that was Robin Williams. I get them confused all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was the original Jumanji, which was just that word. And then the one that came out with The Rock had Welcome to the Jungle after it.
Right. So I was guessing that he was just in, you know.
Regular Jumanji, like as a baby or something?
Maybe. No.
I mean, I don't know how old The Rock is.
Probably be mid. I think he was a teenager.
Is he older than Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
Because she's the girl in that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of The Rock in his 90s gear? Like, yeah. have you seen
he
that
played at the University of Miami with Warren Sapp in like 1991. So
Wow. Then he would have been in his 20s. That movie came out in 95.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So The Rock was in Jumanji.
He was Rocky Maivia in 1995.
He's in both Jumanjis. And. And Desmond's still in the game. Sweet. I'm gonna.
Thanks, guys.
I mean,
sorry, Sam. It's fine by me. I'm still.
Oh, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I feel like I feel a rampage coming on. I'm gonna sit down one day and watch Skyscraper and San Andreas and Rampage back to back to back.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
It's a good primer.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same movie three times. Every time he's like, but I'm going to take this helicopter. I'm going to stop this burning on fire / monkey / earthquake. They should make one movie that's all of those things.
Oh, is it me? Was Rampage your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Central Intelligence.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God damn it.
Fun.
Yes.
What a fun movie. The Scorpion King.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm going in order. Actually, I fucked up. Scorpion King was first. Fucked. I looked right at Sam. I know. I could have looked at Ken. I looked at Sam.
He's in all the Jumanji. Is he in Zathura? No, I'm not going to say Zathura.
Don't say it. Because also you will not get the full title right on that one.
Is he in? Okay, so I legitimately don't remember.
Zathura : a space adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
You don't
have
I
to say,
like that movie.
You don't have to say the colon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What are you going with?
I think this is right. Is he in Be Cool?
Yes.
He is, right?
He is.
Okay. Wow.
Get Shorty sequel, Be Cool?
Mm-hmm. Not as good. Desmond, did you get any inspirato?
Ballers.
Yes.
That's a movie.
Ballers, right? It's going to be someday if it follows the Entourage path.
All right, well, that's it for me, guys.
Okay, good job. You did great. Listen, it's not easy.
Sorry, Casey.
There's a lot you have to deal with when you're in your situation right now. There's pain and gain.
Motherfucker, you keep taking it right out of my mouth. Right out of my mouth.
Straight from Sam's mouth.
Yeah. You know where that Scorpion King started? When the mummy returns.
Okay.
Okay.
It's true.
Anyone else grew up playing computer games, you remember he was in Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Off the computer game Doom. You know, made famous by the game Doom. I love Doom.
I don't think I have one.
We're good?
The Mummy 3. That's not a movie. Yeah. That
wrapped up in it? They're like, come on, Dwayne, we need you for this one. Just get us over the hump. We're in the red, man.
I don't think that's a real thing.
You're out?
I think I'm out.
Okay, I'm going to try something here.
Exactly where you're going with this.
Are you...
There's been so few times in my life that liking professional wrestling has given me confidence. Honestly, this is the only time.
I want to say Furious 7.
Yeah, I knew. I can't believe you made it this
fucking deep.
Who's
going to look this up?
Wait, wait, wait.
Who's going to look these up?
Wait. People are already disputing it. But
what did you say?
Furious 7. But that might have been... It gets so confusing.
Right.
With that, when they use Fast, when they use Furious, when they use both.
No, I believe you are correct.
That's why I didn't get into this.
You think? All right.
I'm not going to dispute it.
What are you going with?
I'm
going to
say the Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious. Yeah, that's a confusing one.
That's the eighth one.
I'm going to say the other guys.
Oh, you motherfucker. All right. In that case, I'm going to say... can't think of what happens in the subtitle. So I don't want to blow it.
Say the word colon in your head and see if it appears.
So I'll just say, when was he introduced? Fast and Furious 6?
I can't tell you.
It's a good point, Sam. All right, I'm out.
Fast 5.
That's when he started?
Yes.
That was his first one? It's my favorite of all the titles. You know that.
This is the weird one.
This sounds like you're going to get jerked off.
Fast 5. Just a quick Fast 5.
How much just is the fast five?
That's all I need.
Just give me a Fast 5.
We got to be there at 8. Just give me a Fast 5.
Fast 5. What are you mad about? It's a Fast 5. I don't want to fuck this name up. But
I love that movie, Fast 5, Full of Anger.
Yeah.
Or of dollar
the
money.
Underdogs.
Huh? The Underdogs?
Yeah, where he was the football coach.
I don't think that's what that was called.
Fuck, that's not what it was called.
I don't think so.
I'm a stone cold guy, all right? What was it called? It was called...
Remember the Titans, I think is what you're looking for.
It was basically that movie.
That's not it.
But it was Keanu was the baseball coach.
Rock.
Can I come back? Don't tell him.
No, he wasn't in the Replacements.
Not the Replacements.
The band.
It was called The Blind Side.
I have a vague feeling of what you're talking about, but I don't think it's called The Underdogs. I don't know what it's called. We did a pretty good job though here, I think. I'm pretty satisfied. The number of films we came up with. Do you have another one, Sam?
I do.
What is it?
Fast and Furious.
That's yeah, the right. Sixth one.
Six.
That's six.
Well, what about Hobbs and
Wait,
Shaw?
Wait, I said Fast and Furious 6, and you said that was right.
No, you said Furious 7 is what you said.
Oh.
Check the tape.
Okay. But what do you guys think that Underdogs movie is called?
Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron.
Son of a bitch.
Gridiron Gang.
Son of a bitch. Fuck. Gridiron Gang.
Sam is our winner.
James Cotto, we did it.
Yeah, James Cotto, come get your prizes, all your bags of stuff.
Leave the scotch.
You get the whole bottle because nobody brought cups.
No cups miraculously appeared, so you get all that and the booze. You can take the box, too, if you want. You got enough hands?
Don't forget the box.
All right.
Thank you, Sam. Call your sponsor.
Let's do some plug-ins, starting with our friend Desmond, his great, great show, You're the Worst. Final.
Great show.
It's the season series finale tomorrow night on FXX.
Yep.
And what else is going on, buddy?
You know, nothing life, just kind of enjoying springtime.
No, you can find me on the Netflix Tamara Jenkins film called Private Life, starring Paul Giamatti.
That's right.
It's a good movie.
And yeah, thank you.
Did you spend enough time around Paul Giamatti to work up an impression of him?
No, I would never do that to the great G.
I bet you Dan has.
I got a Giamatti.
Give us some Giamatti.
No, he's always just gives me a smile. It's always like a cheeky smile. He goes, "Hey Dan." That's it. That's all I get with him.
Hey Dan.
I hear it. It's very pleasant. I was very excited.
He does seem
that guy knows my fucking name.
He seems like a nice fellow.
If you're not named Dan, it's not a great impression.
You're right.
Could you say "Hey Ken" and see if it works?
Hey Ken.
Yeah.
It's just me being pleasant.
Hey.
Feels like he's in the room.
Ken Jennings, how many books have you got written now?
I've written 12 books. The latest is Planet Funny, How Comedy Took Over Our Culture, cameo appearance by Mr. Doug Benson, your host.
Yeah. Yeah, read it. Read at least those pages in a bookstore.
It's super fun.
There are bookstores?
I'm hearing that. That's the thing. So.
Hudson News.
It's going to come back, Sam, just like vinyl.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm also at Ken Jennings on Twitter, and my podcast is Omnibus, which is a light, funny look at strange things from human history and culture that I do with my friend John Roderick.
Love it. Thank you for being
Ken
here.
Ken Jennings!
Thank you, guy who keeps yelling my last name.
Dan Soder, co-host of The Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio on Sirius XM.
Me and Big J have The Bonfire Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio. Billions, Sundays at 9 on Showtime, and DanSoder.com. We'll be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, 13th to 14th. Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Calgary Laugh Shop.
That's where you lost me.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been there before.
Calgary, please
sure
come out.
Nice. I'm sure it's nice.
We'll talk Stampede Wrestling. Just fucking please come out to that casino. It's so lonely. And they make me watch Canadian football in the sports bar. Help!
What do you got, Sam?
If you are not already watching DCUniverse.com, seriously, check it out.
Get into it.
You can see me there 5 days a week on DC Daily, one of the many fine shows you can stream off of DC Universe. And I also want to plug Dan on Billions. It's in season 4 right now, guys.
Yeah!
It's seriously the most amazing, ridiculous, fucking serious but ridiculous show on television. Every episode is amazing.
And I'll tell you, Sam just earned a hard plug for me to Koppelman and Levine when I see them next time.
Thanks,
buddy. You get Sam on this show.
Thank you.
Season 5.
There it is. That's all I want.
Man, if he shows up in season 5, how fucking stoked would you guys be? Don't act like that's not cool. Yeah. If he shows up next season and you're like, oh, fuck, I was there.
Yeah.
Gridiron Gang.
fucking whole thing.
I gotta write the Gridiron Gang down because I'm gonna hashtag that. Get all the people out there that are big Gridiron Gang fans on board. I'm gonna be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, on May 7th, doing a Doug Loves Movies. First time we've done the show there, and Gridiron Gang, yeah. Thank you guys for being here. The next show here at UCB will be on April 23rd. One time for all of my guests. One more time. Sam Levine. Dan Soder. Ken Jennings. Desmond Borges. As always, positive energy!